This is Fresh Air. There was a time when Peter Case not only played on the streets, he lived on them. But that's behind him. He just released his third solo album on a major label. His previous album, The Man with the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar, was named as one of the best releases of 1989 in the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times. Case is often praised for the imagery in his lyrics, but they're not the product of his formal education. He dropped out of high school after the ninth grade. Case grew up near Buffalo and hit the road as a teenager. In San Francisco, he played with the band The Nerves, which opened for such bands as Devo and the Ramones. In L.A., he formed the Plimsolls, a local band that developed a national cult following. Let's hear how Case sounds today on his new album, Six Pack of Love. This is Vanishing Act, written by Peter Case and Tony O'Kay.
What happened to that baby? What happened to my girl? She used to be my true love. Now she's vanished from this world. The last time that I saw her, she said that she was fine. Now they're tearing down her building and they're taking out her line. Oh, but that's all right.
I started writing songs when I was about, I guess I was in sixth grade. And I just always made up songs and sang them and had a band and played coffee houses. And it was, you know, back then music was so exciting that, like, when I'd get near a place where people were playing music, I would run from a few blocks away. I'd get close to it. It was just so exciting, man. I just couldn't stand it. So I had to I would run into places with my guitar when I had to play somewhere or something.
I believe your parents were teachers. They probably weren't very happy when you dropped out of school.
How do you know my parents were teachers? Yeah, they were, and they weren't. And that's the way it goes, though.
Did they try to do anything to get you to go back?
Yeah, there was just no way to get me to go back. You want to know about the day I quit going to school?
Sure.
You know, because it was because of poetry and T.S. Eliot. And the teacher was teaching this poem called The Hollow Men. And she was reading The Hollow Men to this class, and I was like sort of in this state of heightened awareness sitting in this class. At least that's what it seemed like to me. And it seemed like time stopped, and she was reading this poem, The Hollow Men, and I was looking around at all these kids next to me, and I felt so out of touch with everybody. And I began to think that, God, T.S. Eliot's right, you know? This really is an empty life, and the whole thing they're making us, they're teaching us for is just for money and for material things. And I was overcome by this really intense fear, and I jumped up and I ran out of the class in the middle of The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot. I swear. And I never went back to school again. I said, I'm never going to go back there. And I'm still to this day, you know, I've had a bad run-in with education. What can I say? You know, I think it's really good for people to get educated. But for me, it was so painful being in school that I still am glad. You know, it's been 20 years. You know, I can still be thankful that I'm not in school today. If nothing else, at least I'm not staring out of a schoolroom window. But maybe just the school I was in was especially boring, but...
So what did you do with your time when you left school?
What did I do with my time? I didn't have a very good sense of time, but I did play with bands all the time. And, I had a band called Pig Nation that played around. This was back in Buffalo. I'd actually dropped out of school, but I got a GED, and then I went over to University of Buffalo and talked my way in there, and I actually did one semester there. But I remember I took all my books when I cashed them in, and then I went down and bought a bus ticket at the Greyhound station down on Main Street for Chicago. I remember going underneath the elevated trains there into a bar and getting drunk on whiskey, and then I bought a train ticket for San Francisco. And I ended up out in San Francisco, and I started playing on the street out there when I got out there. I was a street musician.
Well, you were living on the street too, right?
Yeah, that's true too. I didn't really have an apartment for about 2 years when I got out there. So this is the 70s, and... to tell you the truth, you know, I was kind of one of those guys that you see, like, walking around with a guitar on in the rain. You know those kind of guys?
It's kind of not very good for you or the guitar, is it?
No, and, you know, I slept in a few movie theaters, and it was sort of a long period of my life. It was a difficult time, but through it all, I kept playing guitar. In fact, guitar's always sort of been my security blanket, you know?
Was sleeping on the streets and sleeping in movie theaters part of, like, your lifestyle choice, or were you feeling very forced into doing that because you were broke?
I was forced into it because I was broke, but to tell you the truth, I was really... I was one of those guys you see walking around the rain, you know what I mean?
Oblivious?
So I didn't really know, you know, I mean, every night it would get dark, and oh, boy, it's getting dark again today. One of those kind of guys. It's going to probably get cold, too, just like yesterday. And still don't have any place to, you know, I was like the grasshopper you see in that old cartoon, the grasshopper and the ant. I'd just play music all day, and then at night it would get dark, and, you know... But it was a real difficult period of my life, to tell you the truth. And I really feel for people who go through anything like that. I was pretty disoriented. And I also learned about music, though, at that whole time. And I was studying music from people that played at, like, the Coffee Gallery up there at the folk clubs. And Mike Wilhelm from the Charlatans was playing in the street. And I had a set, and every song on my set was, like, about death. And it was all blues songs. And Mike liked those songs, and he wanted to hire me on as a singer, except I wasn't old enough to sing in any of the bars he was playing.
If you're just joining us, my guest is singer-songwriter, guitarist Peter Case. His new album is called Six Pack of Love. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Peter Case is my guest. Let's hear something from your new album, Six Pack of Love. This is, I think, a really catchy, rootsy song called Why Don't We Give It a Go? It was co-written by you and Billy Swan, and he's best known for Lover Please. That's Lover Please, Please Come Back.
Yeah.
Don't Take the Train Going Down the Track.
Yeah, that's Billy wrote that. He's one of the great rock and roll songwriters, I think.
So how'd you get together with him? Did you seek him out?
Yeah, you know, I'd met him over the years. When I was doing the Blue Guitar record, they were in the next room with Jerry Lee Lewis. T-Bone and Billy were in there making the soundtrack to Great Balls of Fire.
Right.
I think I met Billy down there at that time. And then we'd, you know, I think I was playing with Bob Neuwirth and Steve Young. We were doing like a songwriter's night over in Venice. And Billy came down and sang a song with us. And shortly after that, we started writing together. He was real interesting for me to write with. And it was a lot of fun. We wrote a bunch of songs. There's two of them on the record. I guess Why Don't We Give It a Go? It's a twisted version of Rockabilly. Billy just made a record that's... There's Sun Records is releasing records again, and Billy just cut the song and put it out on his Sun album. But our version's a little different. I think it's a little more twisted or something, you know, sort of twisted roots or something.
Well, why don't we hear Why Don't We Give It a Go from Peter Case's new album, Six Pack of Love.
They say love is like a rocket ship, a roller coaster, double back over flip. A blaze of fire reaching out of control. Why don't we give it a go? They say love is like a hurricane, a stock of thunder and a pouring rain, a windy shaking from your head to your toes. Why don't we give it a go? Why don't we? Why don't we? Why don't we? Jump right into the middle of it, you and I. Let's give it a try. They say love is like...
Peter Case from his album Six Pack of Love. Can I ask you how you became a Christian and what happened in your life that inspired that change?
Well, it's you know, that's something that had been coming for a really long time. I was brought up without any religion. My parents had left the church that they were in when they were young, and they didn't believe. My father's sort of a scientific type mentality, and I just always felt that there was something more to life than just, you know, you lived and you died and you were buried and you were gone. You know, I believe in. I became aware over the years of what felt to me was the soul, like the soul, you know, of a person, or the living essence of people was different from. Separate from their bodies. It's just something I've always felt, and there's a growing awareness. And also, over the years, I felt that there was a I felt that the way I was living was in direct contradiction to. I began to see that it was just that I wasn't made for living like the way I was, you know, and.
Like which part of it?
Well, just that, all the whole part of it, and thinking that, you know, just this world is it, and the success in this world means something, and you know that it, I didn't feel like it was possible that we were just here for no purpose, and you know, I really became, you know, it is pretty personal because, you know, I really became convicted of my own sin. I mean, people don't want to hear about sin that much when they're driving around listening to the radio on this channel, but. That's just the way I felt, you know. I mean, it was a real personal, painful experience for me. And you know, I had a mystical experience. I mean, I asked, I mean, if you ask Jesus into your life, something, your life will change, I guarantee you, and somebody will come into your life. And I don't believe in religion, and I don't believe in organized churches necessarily, and I don't believe that, you know, that it's all, I don't believe it's about guilt. I believe that Christ was about love and forgiveness.
So you had a born-again experience?
You could call it that. That's an ad campaign term, you know? I don't necessarily believe in, you know, yeah, I mean, you could say I had a born-again experience, but that's like, you know, there's, it's like somebody said once, you know, I think Dylan or somebody said every word has its big word and its small word, you know, small letters and big letters, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like, you can just say born-again experience like you say, you know, the real thing is Coca-Cola.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, it trivializes it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and if I use it on somebody else, it trivializes them, you know? So I don't use that term, you know? Some, you know, I really feel, you know, there's really big magical things that are going on here in life that, you know, that you don't read about in USA Today, really, you know?
You once said that you write songs about sin and salvation. Do you think that your spiritual experience changed your songwriting in any way?
Yeah, absolutely, you know. How could it not, you know? It changed the whole way I look at the world, you know, and the whole way I see everything, and everything started to become clear to me, you know. I started to understand things I could never understand before, you know.
But what I mean is you're not writing the kind of pop known as Christian music.
Oh, I never would or do, you know, no. I mean, I don't think there's such, you know, I don't think there is Christian music, you know. I'm a Christian, you know, if I play music, you know what I mean? That may be Christian music, but it's not what's called Christian music out in the world today, where there's a whole separate record stores and they have separate magazines. And
separate radio stations,
that, you know?
Yeah.
They said, you know, it says in the Bible you don't want to hide your faith underneath a basket, you know. You know, you want to hide your light. You know, you don't want to hide your light. You want to shine it from the top of the, you know, from the top of the hill, right? And I don't just play for Christians. I care, you know. Of course, I'm not necessarily evangelizing in my music either, you know.
I want to play a song of yours that I think is a really powerful song. It's from your previous album, and the song's called Put Down the Gun. Can you talk about writing this? What was on your mind when you wrote it?
The power of surrender, and you know, sometimes the fight just has to be given up. You know, the fight to keep it all together and keep control, and then finally, I mean, the final level of it is guns. You know, where people, you know, are trying to control other people with force and control their own mind. You know, police their own brain.
What gave you the image of the gun and for the song?
Well, everybody runs around. You know, America carries a lot of guns, and you see guns all over the streets. You know, I've been in clubs where they told me to lay down on stage if there's any shooting. And I've had guns pulled on me a number of times, as probably most Americans have. And I guess it just seemed, you know, it's put down the gun and we'll talk. You know, stop killing you and yourself. You know, it could be a gun or a needle or a pipe or a baseball bat or just an attitude.
Let's hear Put Down the Gun, and this is from Peter Case's album, The Man with the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar. A great title, I have to say.
On the hills outside of town, there's a hiding place where the green fields sway with lavender, mustard, and Queen Anne's lace. Where the silent clouds go sailing in a sea of Dutchman's blue, and the lonesome tracks by the railroad cut make me think of you. And a train we missed
I loved you from the first time I looked upon your face. Though I didn't know your story, I could feel your wild grace. Now you got yourself in trouble, that ain't nothing new. Thick and thin, there's always been someone watching over you. So put down the gun, put down the gun, put down your gun.
That's Peter Case from his previous album, The Man with the Blue Postmodern Etc. Guitar. His new album is Six Pack of Love. This is Fresh Air.